The following shir was delivered by Rav Ari Stauber, Rosh Chabura in Beis Medrash Gevoya, and Baal Mechaber of Kuntres Tfilas Haderech and Hilchas Shtari Hedyotis B'Shabbos, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Parshas Vayero. In the beginning of this week's parsha, we have the well-known Maiso, the well-known Demus of Achnasas Archim, the example that of Achnasas Archim that Avraham Avinu portrayed. It was the third day of his Mila. He was in excruciating pain. And Hashem was Huitzi Chama Min Artiko. Hashem made a sweltering heat, hotter than the heat that we have on our hottest days. And we know by all of us that when we're hot, and it's very hot, we don't like to be bothered for anything. And especially if on top of that, we have something else bothering us, we are in pain. But Avraham Avinu was in excruciating pain, there was a sweltering heat, and all he could think about was Achnasas Archim, how he could be Mekayim Achnasas Archim. And in fact, he brought the food to the Malachim that came, and he waited upon them hand and foot. He personally brought all the food. And that was his semel, the Demus of Achnasas Archim, that we have to try to live up to. Now the Pasuk says that when Avraham Avinu was serving the Malachim, that Vayikach Chamel ben Abakar, he took the food and he put in front of them, Vehu Oymer Aleim Tachas Ha'etz Vayechelu. He stood, he was waiting upon them to help them while they were eating, Vayechelu, and they ate. So the Leib Ari has a question over here. Why does it say first Vehu Oymer Aleim and then afterward Vayechelu? It should say Vayechelu. He served them, they ate, and while they were eating, he was Oymer Aleim. Why is it Oymer Aleim before they start eating, before Vayechelu? So the Leib Ari explains that there's a halacha brought down in the Gemara in Chulin, and it's in Yerideya, Simon Peiches, and Shulchan Aruch, that when one is eating either basar or chalaf, he's not allowed to have the absent min on the table. Because it's a gzeira that you may come to eat the chalaf with the basar or the basar with the chalaf. So therefore, we know that Avraham Avinu was mekayim all the mitzvahs, even the mitzvahs derabanan. And therefore, Avraham knew he's not allowed to put basar and chalaf on the same table, and it says that he took ben abakar and chema. So therefore, what he did was, he said, I'll put them on the table, but I'll be a shamer. There's a halacha that we find, that even though one is not allowed to read a light, la'or aner and Shabbos, because it's a chashah shemayata, you make him to tilt the ner. If one has a shamer, to watch him to make sure he's not over, we don't have such a gzeirah. So here too, says Leiv Aryeh, the same rule should apply, that one would be allowed to eat chalav while he has basar on the same table, as long as he has a shomer, as long as he appointed someone to watch over to make sure that he does not tilt, that he does not eat the basar together with the chalaf. So that's what it means. I'm saying that's what Avraham Avinu was doing. Who oymer aleihem means he was standing over them in order to be a shomer. And only then, vayechilu, were they able to eat, and that's why Avraham was able to give it in front of them. So we're going to utilize this opportunity, Parshas Vayera, to talk about this Isser, talk about the different pratim, the different ideas of this Isser, of the Isser Halah, of Basar and Chalav together. We're going to see as we go through the halachas that this Leiv Ari is not so pashut. First of all, it may not have been a problem in the first place for Avraham Avinu to put Basar and Chalav on the table at the same time. And second of all, if it would have been an issue, it could be a shamer, may not help. So let's go to the sugya and we'll take it from there. So there's really two tziurim that we have to talk about lagabi this Isser, and those are two separate mishnayos in Masechtas Chulin. The first one is in Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, that the Mishnah says, Kol habasar aser lahalois in my gvina l'shulchan chutz mivasar dagim v'chagavim. Any basar which is usher to eat together with milk, you're not allowed to put on the same table while you're eating gvina. That's the first Mishnah. It's a case of one person eating alone. He's eating by himself, he's eating gvina, he's eating milchigs, he's not allowed to have basar on the table at the same time. The second Mishnah is four blot later, Adaf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. That's talking about something else. Talking about someone who's eating together with someone else. The Mishnah says as follows: Shnei Achsanoim, there are two guests. We'll see the importance of guests, why they're called guests in a second. Eichlin al Shulchan Echad. Two guests are allowed to eat on one table, one eating basar, one eating fleishigs, one eating gvina, one eating milchigs. There's no worry, we're not worried, they may come to eat basar b'chalof. But the Mishnah Gemara says, Amar Chanan bar Ami Amar Shmuel, Loishanu Elish in Makirin Zeze. This is only if they're not familiar with each other. Like Achsanoin, that's why they're called guests. They don't know each other, they're eating together, it's the same inn, so they're not familiar with each other. Avmakir and Zezef, they're familiar with each other, Aser, then it's Aser. And this is for the same Cheshash, that we're afraid that one may eat from the other one's plate, even though it's a separate person and he has his own plate, you're not eating by yourself with the green on the other side of the table. Rather, there's two people here, each one is eating Basar, one's eating Cholov, still that would be Aser. You cannot eat at the same table as someone who's eating the opposite min, because he may come to eat from his plate. Now, the first halacha we see, first one of the pratim of the halacha that we see from this Gemara, is that the whole issur is only if you're familiar with the other person. Let's first talk about, right, we spoke about there's two separate cases. One they're eating by yourself, and one you're eating with someone else. There are some, may have be differences in halach in two cases. Let's first talk about the case they're eating with someone else, the second Mishnah we brought, and then we'll go back to the case they're eating alone. So first in the case of eating with someone else, we saw that the whole issur is only if you're familiar with him. You would be familiar enough that Lashon the Rambam is libe gasba, you're enough that you would eat from his plate. You're not familiar with him that you would feel comfortable taking his food. Obviously, if he lets, you feel comfortable taking his food. So that's called Makirin Zezeh, and that's Isser. For someone who you do not know, that you would not feel comfortable taking his food, we're not worried that they're going to come to eat Basar B'chalav, because anyway, you would not take his food. So that's the first halach. Now, which Maicholim are Nichlal in this Isser? So what it says in the Gemara is Basar B'chalav. That if one has Basar on the table while he's eating chalav, he cannot eat it. The Shach in Yerideah 7 Peches says that Taka the Isser is only by Basar B'chalav. However, by Shari Yisurim, let's say you have something, you have Chazer, you have anything that's treif, you have Nevela, any other Yisurim, we're not worried that even if it's there on the table, someone else is eating, you have a Goy eating a Nevela, or in the other kids are eating alone, if you have Nevela sitting on the other side of the table, you have Chazer sitting on the other side of the table, and you're eating kosher food, there's no problem. We're not worried that you may come to take from that food, because everyone's badal mine. That's something that everyone knows. There's no real chashash, no real reason to assume he's going to take from that food. He knows it's Chazer, and he never eats Chazer. He knows it's Nevela, he never eats Nevela in his life, so there's no real reason we're to assume he's going to eat it. It's only a basar b'chol, because kol davar b'fnei atzmei heteru. He always eats basar, and he always eats chol, he just doesn't eat together. Since it's something that he's used to eating, we're afraid that Itaka may come and eat it even while he's eating the other men. He won't realize. And that's why we have this gzeir. But about other things, not. However, the Shach says there are other cases besides basar b'chol where you do have this gzeir. And he lists three cases. One of them is neder. Someone makes a neder, he won't eat a specific food. Makes his mekalem himself a neder, I'm not going to eat the X substance such food, I won't eat any potato chips. He wants to go on a diet, and he really knows the only way for him to hold back from eating a certain food, potato chips, is if he makes a neder. So he makes a neder, I'm not going to eat potato chips. So, and then there's potato chips on the table the same time while he's eating the rest of the food. And the halacha would be that there it's asr as well, because that's something that's be'etzem mutter. Something that's not, it's not a food that's asr, tired and asr. He himself asked it. But b'fnei'at, by mitzad atzma, it's mutter. So there as well we have a chashash that he may come to eat it. And that's another case where it would be asr to eat while that food is on the table or someone else is eating that food at the same time as you on that table. The next case the Shach says included the Isser is lechem. Any bread, let's say challah, someone takes a fresh challah, not allowed to eat that. and that's on the same table. You have a bowl of fresh chal on the table. Or, let's say you have pas akum, pas balabayas. You have a goyish person baked some bread in this house, and you put it on the table next to you. You're not allowed to go eat that bread, because he explains that even though that's something that you're badal minay, the hainu is something that you never eat, but since ala lechem yichil adam, since it's a main staple of a person's diet and people, it's something that's very shkiach to eat it together with other food, then you're very used to doing that, therefore there's a specific chashash by bread. And there are chalkum and the shach, there are those that are makel by bread, but this is a shach shita that's asr. And the fourth case where he says it's asr, besides basa b'chalav, lechem, and neder, is a case of chametz b'pesach. And he says, the shach himself he understands that the reason why chametz b'pesach is asr is not because it's mutter the whole year round. Aren't some achrayim that explain like that, therefore a person's not badal minei. But the shach himself understands for a different reason. There's a different chashash that since chametz b'pesach is asr b'mashahu, even if a drop falls into your food, it's not batal, and you can't eat it. So there's a chashash, a new chashash, that if it's on one table, come misarv, maybe a drop will fall into your food, and therefore we don't want you to eat it on the same table. We'll see, there's going to be nafka mina that since this is a separate chashash, a hecker will not help. We'll see in Behemshech. Let's talk about hecker. So we spoke at the cases where it's aser, the four cases that it's aser, basa b'chalav, neder, lechem, and pesach. And now I'm going to bring different aterim, different cases where they were not gezer, and indeed it would be mutter to eat eat food while these items are on this table at the same time. So the first thing we spoke at is only if it's libe gaspa, if it's only you're comfortable, it's only with someone who you're comfortable with to take from his food, otherwise there is no such chashash. Now, the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says as follows. Gemara daf kuf zayin amud beis. Again, we're going to be talking about the case where there are two people eating together, not one person eating alone. Gemara says as follows. Tani nami hachi, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, that you're not allowed to eat two people, achzanayim, that come together if they're makirin zezez aser. But he says, lo aser elo betfisa achas. This though he answered them together is only if it's betfisa achas. What does it mean, tfisa achas? It means it's one bundle. So the Gemara says, one bundle? Can't be that the case that it's aser is one bundle. Because even if there's no shulchan, you're not allowed to put basar and gvina together in one bundle, they're going to touch each other, and we don't want basar and gvina to touch each other. Even if they're both cold, it's aser to make them touch each other. El, what the Gemara means, doesn't mean, the Gemara explains, doesn't mean one tfisa, it means ke'en tfisa achas, as if it's in one bundle. So what does it mean, as if it's in one bundle? So Tosis explains, and the Gemara's come to Afuke, a case where there's a davar hamafsik beinayim. If you have something separating between the two, that makes it, it's not considered one bundle. Rishonim explain, if someone puts a hecker, if someone puts something on the table as a hecker, let's say someone puts down a flower pot on the table, and to be a hecker, to remind him that he shouldn't eat from the aps and min, or in the cases that it's aser from lechem or neder, that he shouldn't come to eat from that thing that he asered, that would be mutter, because now you have a hecker to remind you. Now, one thing we need to speak out is that this davar hamafsik beinayim, this hecker, this thing to remind you, doesn't just mean a funny object or something that's unusual that will remind you. They'll say, hey, why is that funny thing there? And it will come to remind you not to eat. You'll say, why is that there? Oh, right, I put it there because I didn't want to eat from the opposite min. The Gemara doesn't just say make a hecker. The Gemara says the nekuda is that it shouldn't be ke'en tfisa achas. That it should be considered separate. So the question is, what do you mean separate? It's not separate. If the person puts a yellow hat on his head, it'll see, oh, why is that other person wearing a yellow hat? So that reminds me not to come to eat from him. Why does it have to be that they're separate? So before in the Gemara, this hecker doesn't just mean any strange thing that'll make you wonder. You have to be able to look at the hecker, and from looking at the hecker, remind yourself to stay away from the other food. It has to be a davar hamafsik. You have to see something in middle. You have to see something on the table. You have to say, hey, why is that flower pot on the table? It's not usually there. Oh, because it's come to separate, because a flower pot has come to divide the table into two things. Another case the Rishonim give, and it's birthed out of halacha of a heker, is that each one are eating on their own placemats. So if they usually don't eat on their own placemats, and now they are eating on their own placemats, so that shows that we're separate. I'm eating on my placemat, you're eating on your own placemats. I won't come to take from your food because we're separate. It has to, we have to be able to see in the heker, it has to be able to show that they're separate. A yellow hat doesn't show anything about separate, it's just a strange thing. So therefore, there are two possible ways to have a heker. Either to show that we're separate by having two separate placemats, or by having something in between that's not usually there. And what does it mean, something in between that's not usually there? Either it means something that we wonder why it's there. Either it's something like flower pot. So even if you use, let's say, a pitcher, you have a very fancy water pitcher that you never use. And now you put it down. Even if you're using it now, since you wonder why it's there, so we say, oh, it's there to separate. It's in the middle of us. Even if we're using it, we're using it to separate between us. Because it's something that's not usually there. And even though we use it, it still raises eyebrows because we don't usually use it. However, if it's a food, if it's, let's say, a loaf of bread, which is very normal to be on the table if you're using it, then that would not be considered a heker unless you're not using it. So if you put an extra loaf of bread on the table and you're not using it, that's a heker, because what's it doing on the table if you're not using it? But if you are using it, since it doesn't raise eyebrows, that would not be considered a heker. Because Saramaisa, there's one nekuda that it has to be a heker, it has to be something that raises questions, why is it there? Now there are two ways to get to here, either by having a food and not eating the food, or by having something that's not usually on the table, even if you are using it, if it's something that wouldn't normally be on the table. So that is a heter, and if someone wants to eat basar, and there's chalav on the table, he puts down something that's not usually on the table, he takes out his wallet, and he puts it down, or whatever it is, and he puts it on the table in between, and that blibes a heker. Now, the place can say it has to have a goyvik tzas. It has to have some type of height. It can't just be a flat piece of paper. It has to have some type of height in order that you should notice it, in order it should be considered to shtel vek, that it's two separate food and two separate, I won't come to cross over and eat that food. So that's the first heter we have called heker. Now we spoke out earlier briefly, and now it really comes in, is that by chametz of Pesach, we said there was a different chashash. Not just that you're going to come to eat the chametz of Pesach, but rather that a little drop will fall in. And there, it's very common for a little, even if it's a crumb, to fall in. A heker doesn't help because, you know, when people move around, things fly away, and they drift off, and they spray. And we're very worried about chametz Pesach, since even Mashu, it's not batal, and therefore a heker does not help for that. Now, there is another kula that the place can say, besides putting a heker, if someone doesn't want to do a heker. What you should do is you should move over a little bit. Because if it's far enough, if the other food, the food that's usher for you to eat, is far enough that you're not able to reach it with your hand, then it's also mutter and there's no gzeir. So that's the second heter that we have. Now there's a third heker, and this is where we spoke about, we came in the beginning of this shir, is the Lev Aryeh. Lev Aryeh says, if someone appoints a shomer, someone to watch over and to make sure he doesn't take it, in that case it'll be mutter as well. However, this is not so pashut, because Rabbi Kiveger on Simon Peches and Chedush Kiveger on Shulchan Aruch, he brings from the Gan HaMelech that Shemer doesn't help. Because even though we do find sometimes that Shemer helps, that's only if you want the Shemer to remind you for a one-time thing. But something that has to be a constant Shmira, something that has to be a Shkocha to Midas, he has to sit there and watch you to make sure that you don't take from the other food, it's not possible for him to watch you the whole time. And on that, such a case, we don't find that Shomer helps. It's going to be very difficult for the Shomer to do that, and a Shomer should not help for that. That's what Kveg brings from the Gan HaMelech. It sounds like he agrees with the Gan HaMelech, and it sounds like therefore he's argues in Lev Aryeh and holds a Shomer would not help. It would not help for someone to appoint someone to make sure he doesn't eat. It's important to speak out that there are, the Pesach Tshuva does bring down that there, if someone is eating together with you, then that maybe that's better than a shamer. that let's say two people are eating together, since it's not someone just appointing to watch over you, they're doing it together. So even if you don't appoint them, just they're eating together, two people are doing this ma'isa, one will remind the other, and therefore there won't be this iser of iser halah of basar and chalav together. Now, there is a very interesting thing over here, is that we said the Lev Ari is not so posh that Hashemir helps. So therefore, his Eitz with Avraham Avinu, that Avraham Avinu was Oymer Aleim to watch them, to make sure they didn't eat Basav Chalav, maybe it's not such a good Eitz. But the truth is, I don't really understand Bechlau what Lev Ari's issue was with Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu wasn't eating. The whole Isser is to eat. It's not Isser Halal. It's not Isser to put. Even though the lashon of the Mishnah is that you can't be aser lahalay some gvin al shulchan, but the iser is don't eat it while the other thing's on the table. If you're not eating, there's no problem to put it on the table. So what does it matter if the other people were eating? He wasn't eating. So I don't understand bichlal why it should be iser, unless you say it's iser of lufnei iver. But clear, since they could put a heker and do other things, it wouldn't be iser lufnei iver. So since they're able to get around the iser. So maybe Bechlad Lev Aryeh's problem with Avraham Avinu wouldn't be a problem, so we didn't have to come on to what he's saying, which that Avraham Avinu was a shamer, because Bechlal, shamer's not so posh, like we spoke out from Rebbe Kveger and the Gan HaMelech. Okay. So, before we start, go now to talk about the other Mishnah, the first Mishnah we brought about one person eating alone with the food on the other side of the table, we're just going to make a sikum, a summary of the dinim of one person when there are two people eating together. And that is, number one, is by Isser Nevela, or something that's treif. There's no chashash, there's only chashash by Basav Cholov, Neder, Chametz Pesach, and Lechem, any bread products. And again, we said there's only chasarn if it's Makirin Zezeh, if they're familiar enough with each other to take from each other's food. And we said that it's a heker that helps, which means anything that's in between that wouldn't necessarily be there as long as it has some sort of goiva, some sort of height, or each one eating on their own placemat if, and only if, it's not usually their derech to eat on the same placemat. And we said by chametz with pesach it does not help a heker, but a different thing that would help, perhaps even by chametz with pesach, I do not know if it helps by Chametz Pesach or not, would be if they're far enough they can't reach out a hand and take from another person's food. And also by Shemer, this machlek is Lev Aryeh and the Gan HaMelech. So that's Legabe, eating together with someone else. Now, the other Mishnah is if someone's eating by himself and there's no other person, but he has food on the other side of the table. He's eating fleishigs and there's milchigs on next to him. So most of the dinim do apply. If it's far enough, they can't reach his hand and take it. You know, if someone points a shimer, all these things are all the same, that they would be mutter if you hold their mutter, in this case as well. However, there is one difference, maybe, between when two people are eating together and there's one person eating himself, and that is the heter of heker, which is actually usually the most used and simplest heter. Just put something down in between. And it's not so pashut that this helps when someone's eating by himself. There are some achrayim who want to say that the heter of heker is only bitzir of something called deyos. It's more on Shabbos, if you'd give them an alf, maybe mashma, that the heter of heker is only if there's deyos. What does deyos mean? That the other person on the table will remind you. If he sees you coming to take from his food, he'll say, hey, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to eat. Basa b'chalof. And, or he'll say, I'm eating basar, you're eating chalav, and I'll take for my food. Or vice versa. But if there's no deis, if it's just you yourself, that you have a heker may not be enough alone to be matter. And there's a very big nafkamina to this, not just if you're eating by yourself. But let's say someone who has a goyisha co-worker, and they sit down together by the cafeteria, and he's makirin zeze, he's familiar with him, he's his co-worker, and the yid pulls out his food, and the guy pulls out his sandwich. And his sandwich is pas akum. He says his wife made him this bread. It's pas balbayas. His wife made him this bread today, and he starts pulling out a sandwich, and he's eating his bread. Now, we said lechem is one of the cases that you have an issue that there's a chashash you may come to eat, because a lechem yichil adam. That's why Kieran says he may come to take from his bread. So, over here, what do you do? You don't want to walk away. That would insult him. can't even slide down. That you can't even reach out your hand and take, because he'll see you moving away from him. He may get insulted. So the obvious answer would be to just casually put down something on the table as a hecker. But over here, you have a hecker without deis. Because the whole Rashi and Shabbos, that Yud Gimel and Aleph, explains that the heter of deis, what does deis mean? That other person will remind you that you're not allowed to do this. But a guy, he doesn't care if you eat his bread. It doesn't matter that he doesn't keep kosher. It doesn't matter if you, he doesn't know the pas akam's also for you. And even if he wouldn't know, it wouldn't bother him. So you don't have deis over here. From Rieta, you wouldn't have deis. So all you have is hecker. So this is very important. Our question, does hecker help without deis? Does hecker help without the other person reminding you? What would you do in this case of the Akum? So the truth is, there are some achrayinim, are some paiskim who say that it does not help. But there is a shach over here in Sen Peches. And he's talking about chametz Pesach. And he says, if the guy comes to the yid's house and he's eating chametz, so he says that the yid... He says that the Yid would not be able to eat matzah on the same table. And he says even a hecker wouldn't help. Why wouldn't a hecker help? So he says because it's a new chashash. That maybe, like we spoke at earlier, maybe a drop of chametz will go into the Yid's matzah. And the Shach says, from the fact that even a hecker doesn't help, you see that the chashash is not because of the algemein and the old chashash that yid may come to take from the guy. Because usually a hecker helps when yid takes from a guy. Elamai, it must be new chashash, must be a brand new chashash, that a drop of chametz may fall by itself into the yid's food. The question is, what's a Shach's raya? Maybe by chametz pesach, really there is the old chashash that the yid may come to take from the guy's food. Not because a chametz might fall in. But, what's the question, why doesn't a hecker help? Because of you, a hecker without deis. Because a guy is not considered deis. And even if one would tell you that a guy is considered deis, not like the Mashmais, Rashi, and Shabbos, but al kapanim, you see that the case of the Shach is mamish our case. That you have, you're sitting next to a guy, and he's eating something that's usher for you to eat. The Shach holds, in this case it's mutter. So either you could say, explain the Shach holds, hecker without deis helps, or you could explain the Shach holds, for some reason a guy is considered deis. But either way, you see the Shach holds in our case, that wouldn't be a problem. So l'chayra, for Allah l'maisa, if someone's worried what to do, he realizes it will cause some eva, some discomfort, and the guy will be insulted. L'chayra, someone has the shach to be saimichon, and he would be able to continue eating as long as he puts down a hacker. Now one last thing we'd like to talk about is what happens if someone eats fleishiks. And now, we know, you have to wait 6 hours after your fleishiks, before your milchiks. And he sits down at the table, and he's eating parv, and someone next to him is eating milchiks. Are you worried they have the same chashash, they might come to eat this person's milchiks? You know, it happens sometimes that someone doesn't realize he's fleishiks, and then he comes home, and his wife makes him supper, she makes milchiks, and he realizes, oh, I'm fleishiks. So she's eating milchiks, and he decides to eat parv, she eats the macaroni with cheese, he eats it without cheese, and they're eating on the same table. Do you have the chashash over here as well? You may come to take the milchiks as well from her. And therefore, you're eating it within 6 hours, or since it's only a gzeira, darbanon, of hamtan, of shei shois, and we're not so worried about it. So, there are some achrayinim who want to be mekel. However, I would think there would be a reason to be machmir. And halach l'mayis taka to be careful not to eat pariv at the same table someone's eating milchiks if you're fleishiks. Because the background behind it is as follows. Because there's really the achrayinim over here bring down a different question. That someone, let's say someone's fleishiks, and he's sitting next to someone who's eating milchiks. He's not eating, he's just sitting next to someone who eats milchiks. So there's a Gemara in Chulin, in the first parak of Chulin, that says that a woman's not allowed to work, bitoichen, not allowed to grind wheat together with someone else who's grinding wheat that's not ma'usr, didn't have ma'isr taken off yet, because of chashash, the other person might hand them some food. You're not eating over there, just working together, but there's a chashash, she might hand her some food to eat. So here also, even though they're not eating, maybe there'll be such a chash that maybe the other person will hand her some food, hand this person some food, because the other person doesn't see that the person's fleishik, he's eating parif. Doesn't see him eating fleishik, so the chash might hand him some milchits. So the place can say no, there's no such chash. It's only over there where they're oisik b'malachton. When they're so busy with the malacha, they're going to come to Messiah Das and eat that food. Mashenkin over here, they're not oisik b'malachton. Rather, one's just sitting, doing nothing. Then, I'm sorry, I said they're eating parves. Not eating parves. Not eating at all. The person's fleishik, and he's not eating at all. That was the chash they're talking about. And the person's sitting there not eating at all. And the other person will give them milchik, not realizing they're fleishik. So here, since it's not being oisik, but malachton, there wouldn't be a chash. Now, from these achrenim, it sounds like the achrenim are saying there's no brand new chashash of being meishit of the other person giving food to this person, this new chashash, the Gemara in the first paragraph of Chulin. But the old chashash that we're talking about the whole time, the Gemara in Chulin, that Kuf Gimel and Kuf Zayin, and when someone is eating, that there's a chashash that while they're eating, they might come just quickly to take something off the other person's plate. They didn't discuss this issue. It sounds like the elders pashit. Whoever discusses the issue of the first paragraph of Chulin sounds like the elders pashit. Then this case, Taka would be Aser. Or else they should discuss this case, which is much bigger Kiddush, to be Matir. It sounds like this case, which is the old Cheshash we had, that while someone's eating food, he might just take food off someone else's plate, that you do have, even when you're just fleishigs, and you're not eating fleishigs now, you're eating parv. It's only when someone's not eating. If let's say someone's sitting by the table not eating, and the other person is eating milchigs, then you don't have this Cheshash. Because then it's only brand new Cheshash, the other person will hand you even though you're not eating. That we're only worried about if you're osik b'mlachton. If you're not osik b'mlachton, we're not worried about that Cheshash. But if someone is eating, let's say for example, he's eating pariv, then the Cheshash during the suda, you might just take a little bit of food off the other person's plate, the chayra, it would be mashma from these achreidim. You do have such isser. It's even though it is a machlekes, the Yad Yehuda, for example, is mekel. But Mashmai is the Prima Gadim and others that maybe would be a reason to be Machmir and to be careful with this. So the simple Eitzah would just be to put down a hecker to make sure that you do not take from the other person's plate.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.